Good morning, Hooch.
Good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
Welcome back. Nice to have you on the air again.
Oh, I know. It's been a while.
Yeah, been a while, a month or so. And have you had any good fishing stories over summer so far?
Oh, my word. The fishing has been going absolutely fantastic. It seems to be kicking away more and more every week. Yeah, it's fantastic. Weather's good and the fishing is great.
What's been on the chew mostly?
Well, we were lucky to be in Bishno this weekend just gone, and we were there for Australia Day, long weekend, and we decided we'd have a bit of a go at everything, and luckily everything was on the chew. So we headed out to the shelf on this particular trip, trying for a Mako shark. So we had some burley in the water pretty early on off the shelf, and then we were just doing random deep drops. We managed to pick up some blue-eyed trevally, a harpooka, which is somewhat unusual. Harpooka are a beautiful eating fish, and they live in a bit of a rocky area, and they love a few caves. We caught some frosh fish, we caught some gem fish, we caught some flatheads and crayfish. It was a great weekend.
Very nice. Back to the harpooka. So I've never seen one. What do they look like?
Well, they're very similar to all of those deep water species. As soon as they come out, they got these massive big googly eyes, but they look a bit like a bass cod, but I mean, or a grover. They're a deep sea fish. We pulled this one out of 400 metres. They often live in sort of cavey little rocky holes, so that's what the bottom must have been like down at 400 metres. And they like to ambush the baits or the bait fish, and they come flying out of the hole, grab the bait and try to get back in. But they are beautiful eating fish. Like all the fish that come from 400 metres for some reason are really, really good eating. And the blue-eyed trevally that we caught at the same depth, again, another great eating fish.
Yeah. What about some game fish over in the east? Heard much or what?
We tried for some tuna early, like the we normally head out and then about 2 nautical miles from the shelf, which is a total of 13 to 14 nautical miles from Bishano. We had the lures out for about an hour. Didn't find any tuna, but we did have some mates further south find some albacore, so that's exciting. There's albacore and sporadic bluefin, but they really haven't livened up yet. We're also noticed that the water temp was up, so a bit exciting for a bit later on for maybe some yellowfin, tuna, or even a marlin.
Marlin, fantastic. Now, weather's pretty foul today, so fishing's off the cards, I reckon, so we got lots of rain and some pretty heavy winds at time. It was very blowy last night too, or yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, for sure. It was not the place to be trying to practice your fly casting last night. I can tell you now there was lots of debris being blown about. Some of the things over the last 2 or 3 weeks I've been to about 3 or 4 different camping trips. So I've been unpacking and stacking stuff on the deck, and some of it decided to blow around the yard everywhere. It was unreal.
Yeah, so today's out, probably tomorrow morning as well. Might clear up. It's expected to clear up. We might get some sunshine and winds easing tomorrow afternoon, I reckon.
Yeah, well, look, it looks sounds to me like at the weekend for maybe getting on top of the gear, getting on top of the shed, having a bit of a tidy up and worrying about fishing another weekend.
All right. So I guess you put lots of your escapades over the last month or so up on Facebook and all that?
Yeah, a lot of it. We've got some pictures and bits and pieces. If people want to check that out or even ask questions, they can do so on Team Penn Simrad Fishing.
Nice work. Got to go, mate. Catch you next week.
Cheers. Goodbye.